The whole idea of conjugation is weird in the first place. I mean, in English, we don't really conjugate. I guess technically we do. I work, you work, he works, we work, you both work, they work. Only two forms of the verb. That sure seems more like rule exception than it does conjugation. This is conjugation. Trabajo, trabajas, trabaja, trabajamos, trabajáis, trabajan. So in Spanish, we have to conjugate pretty much every verb, when in English, we really don't. That's tricky at first. And right when you start to get the hang of it, you're bombarded with the past tense. In English, we also technically conjugate in the past tense, but it's even less obvious. I worked, he worked, you worked, we worked, you both worked, they worked. Only one form of the verb this time. The fact that conjugation is technically taking place is more apparent with the verb to be. I was, you were, he was, we were, you both were, they were. Two forms of the verb there. So back to more rule exception. But for every other verb, I think every other verb, I don't teach English, there's only one form in the past tense. I spoke, you spoke, he spoke, we spoke, you both spoke, they spoke. So conjugation is tricky for us English speakers in the past tense, just like it is in the present tense, because we basically don't do it. But in Spanish, they do, which means you have to memorize a new set of endings for the past tense. AR, ER, IR, irregulars, all over again. But then you'll quickly discover there are two different past tenses in Spanish, the preterite and the imperfect, and each has a unique set of endings. So in Spanish, in the past tense, you have to memorize two new sets of endings. But that's not even the hardest part. The hardest part is choosing when to use which. Just like with ser versus estar, both words mean to be, there's a long list of rules telling you when to use the preterite and when to use the imperfect, the two past tenses in Spanish. But don't you worry. Also, just like ser versus estar, through my years of studying Spanish and traveling in Spanish-speaking countries, I've come up with a rule of thumb that I use 90% of the time, probably more. So in this video, we're gonna take a look at the Spanish past tense from the gringo point of view, what's going on, how it's different than what we do in English, and why it gives us such a hard time. And of course, you'll get that preterite versus imperfect rule of thumb. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. This video is not about learning new conjugations. This video has two goals. Teach you the rule of thumb that'll help you choose the correct past tense at least 90% of the time, and show you why the past tense is so hard for us. Gringo Español means many things, but one is Español from the gringo point of view. By looking at Spanish from the English speaker's point of view, for me at least, it's much easier to understand. Oh, when we do this, they do that. That's how my brain works. So this video, this won't be the most technical video you've ever seen, and I'm gonna make tons of generalizations and simplifications. This video is all about giving you the big aerial view of all this. Then in later videos, we'll fill in the holes and get a little more technical. If you really want to go super deep with past tense conjugation, I offer a premium course featuring over 40 brand new videos and, more importantly, thousands of practice exercises for you to do. If you follow my directions in this course, past tense verb conjugation will never give you a problem again. Click on the screen or the link is below this video. Okay, in English, we have several ways to speak in the past. You can say, I worked, you can say, I was working, or you can say, I used to work. And remember, in Spanish, we have two ways, the preterite and the imperfect. Here's the rule of thumb I told you about. This rule of thumb will help you choose correctly between the preterite and the imperfect at least 90% of the time. If you want to say, I worked, in English, use the preterite tense in Spanish. And if you want to say, I was working or I used to work in English, use the imperfect tense in Spanish. So there you have it. Use the preterite tense when you would say, I worked or I spoke or I ate. Use the imperfect tense when you'd say stuff like, I was working or I used to work or I was speaking or I used to speak. Seriously, it's that easy. It only gets complicated because there are two different past tense conjugations in Spanish, one for each past tense. Like I said earlier, this video isn't about learning the new conjugations. There are other videos for that. But to truly get what's going on here, it does help to have specific examples. So let's go over just the first person singular for regular AR verbs right now, this first box up here. We'll use trabajar to work. Trabajar is a regular AR verb in the present tense, the preterite tense, and the imperfect tense. You saw this quickly before. In the present tense, trabajar, remember, conjugates like this. Trabajo, trabajas, trabaja, trabajamos, etc. Well, in the preterite tense, you take off the AR like you did in the present tense, but now you add a whole new set of endings. And the first person singular ending is E with an accent. So I worked is trabajé, okay? I work, the present tense, is trabajo. Then I worked, the preterite tense, is trabajé. It works like this for every regular AR verb in the preterite tense. Hablar, to talk or speak. In the preterite tense, we take off the AR in every box and add the regular preterite AR endings. In the first person singular spot, this first box, it's E with an accent. So hablé, I talked is hablé. See how this works? All these other spots are covered in other videos. This is the big picture aerial view, remember? Then there's the imperfect tense. Take off the AR like we always do. Then for the imperfect tense, for regular AR verbs, you put ABA or ABA in this spot. I was working or I used to work is trabajaba. It's like this for every regular AR verb in the imperfect tense. For hablar, you take off the AR in every box and add the regular imperfect AR endings. In the first person singular spot, it's ABA. I was talking or I used to talk is hablaba. So if you want to say I worked, you use the preterite tense, trabajé. If you want to say I was working or I used to work, you use the imperfect tense, trabajaba. And that's really it. Like I said before, I've generalized and simplified and left some stuff out to make this easier to understand. When you're learning something new, the beginning is always the hardest. You have no context. I remember my Spanish classes and books throwing so much stuff at me at once. When you just go through everything quickly, here's the conjugation, regulars, irregulars, it's hard to tell the difference between everything. How can you know how something is irregular if you don't even know what the regular looks like? Now you have the big picture. I worked is the preterite, I was working or I used to work is the imperfect 90% of the time. In the next videos, we'll go deeper, not only into the specific conjugations one at a time, but the technical rules behind the rule of thumb. These rules will help you choose between the preterite and the imperfect the 10% of the time, or less, that the rule of thumb doesn't make it clear or doesn't work. I hope this video helped you. Stay tuned in the coming days and weeks. I've got tons of new videos coming your way. As always, I'll be releasing lots of free videos on this subject. Then the premium course, Verb Conjugation Bootcamp Past Tense Edition, is there if you want to go even deeper and get the written and audio practice you need if you want to be able to use this stuff in real life. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.